Hi, everyone. It's Dipper Draper with another Ask Dipper. That's me, and I'm here with more of your letters. Our first writer writes, Dear Dipper, I decided to tell both of my friends how I feel, and then the worst thing possible happened. They had already started dating each other. I've become the third wheel in our epic long bromance. What do I do? From KC. P.S. I shall now wallow in misery. Dear KC, do you usually answer your own questions? Our next writer writes, Dear Dipper, I was thinking of changing my look. Do you think a bomber jacket and green cap would look good on me? Love always, Specs in Ohio. Dear Specs, mimicry may be the highest form of flattery, so whatever. Our next writer writes, Howdy Dipper, if you consider college, which college would you prefer? What would your major be, or are you considering the Air Force? Radar from San Antonio. Dear Radar, oh, come on, I'm only 12. I don't even know what video game I want to play this afternoon. Our next writer writes, What would be your favorite country to visit on a vacation? Dear Anonymous, who didn't start with a greeting. Well, let's see. I've been to Afghanistan, Thailand, Japan, Canada, Jamaica, and a few other islands in the Caribbean, but nowhere in Europe yet. So maybe England? I could at least know what everyone is saying there. All the rest just speak Greek. Our next writer writes, What has been your least favorite class in school? Sincerely, Muddy DePaws. Dear Muddy, definitely English. Which seems rather ironic after the previous letter, huh? Our next writer writes, If you could pick one fictional character to be, who would you pick? P.S. Sorry for forgetting the salutation last time. Andre from New York. Dear Andre, Wow, that's really tough. Because honestly, I'd rather be me, and I'm not a fictional character, am I? Our next writer writes, Dear Dipper, if you decide to read this. Firstly, I'm so sorry that I implied your feet smell in my last question that I sent you. Secondly, if I ask a serious question, I usually get a silly answer. What would happen, though, if I asked a silly question? Thirdly, I doubt you've gotten the memo that cute is the new cool. Take care, David 31. Dear David 31, firstly, apology accepted. Secondly, I don't know, why don't you ask one and find out? Thirdly, I had no idea they handed out memos on this, but have you gotten the memo about a certain ornithological event? You may have, because...
Well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. Bird's a world. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Well, a bird is a word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a word. Well, a bird, bird. The bird's a word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. Bird is a word. Well, a bird, bird, bird. The bird's a word. Well, don't you know about the bird? Well, everybody knows about the bird.